Across America, BP supports more than 275,000 jobs to keep energy flowing. Jobs like building grid-scale solar energy in Ohio and producing gas with fewer operational emissions in Texas. It's and, not or. See what doing both means for energy nationwide at bp.com/investinginamerica.
I think there was a somebody that gets sent emailed an Onion headline that somehow got past us from July. Guy with huge head, not even smart.
I retweeted
that, did you?
By the way.
No.
I retweeted that because I am smart. I'm not brilliant, but I'm smart. So
what?
I took offense to that. I do like that headline. I saw it was just a dude sitting there, by mid-20s guy, and it said, guy with big head, not even smart. Because the reason is, if a bigger head means more brains. That's a fact. Doesn't mean you use them all.
Right.
That's what I lean on.
It's more brain for you to soak in booze.
That's what just keeps me level, right, Nick?
Yeah. Yeah, because if not, you'd be too much for anyone. Who would you even hang out with?
I love to be substance abuse from you guys. It's hilarious. Any one of us abuse each other about substance abuse is hilarious on this show. Coming from, because nobody is sober on this program.
Currently.
Except your old man.
Yeah.
Your old man.
Yeah, right now we all are. I assume.
Well, no, we're sober right now, but yeah, nobody's a sober person.
I'll bet.
And I'm on Facebook, and there's somebody, I don't know everybody on my Facebook friends, but there's somebody every day celebrating another day sober on there. And I go, why? But I realize that people have problems, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, it saved their life, but you know, other than that. Like,
I have multiple DUIs and I still drink. I don't have a problem.
I think
that guy is very common, Jason.
Lundholm was telling me about, I think it's his brother or a close relative of his, who's also obviously addiction runs in the family. And he was a big, big pothead. And he explained me to him. And
Lundholm explained you to this, his buddy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How could I possibly function smoking as much weed as I do?
You've been functioning the whole time I've known you.
It's a tolerance.
That's what he told me.
31, 32 years I've known
you. Right. Really doesn't affect any areas of his life.
You've been as slow now as you were then.
Yeah. I like serious. It's been pretty consistent.
I don't know. I don't know if it doesn't affect any areas of his life.
It does.
Completely accurate statement.
Well, the only way you can really tell, Todd, is if there was an alternate universe where there was a Todd that hadn't smoked weed ever.
We've talked about that.
What does that look like?
We've talked about the, you know, what would Todd be if he had
never smoked weed.
Just never smoked weed and he just kept a hold of the briefcase
just
and the
weed.
Saxophone.
Just being a regular alcoholic. No, I'm not even talking the geek part. He can still drink something like that. I'm just talking about particularly weed. If he just never smoked weed, we'll never know.
No, I don't think we want to.
Yeah. I don't want to be that guy.
I think this is
no,
the best
you're not
going to
be that guy.
Well,
it's too late now, Tom.
This is the best version of
Todd. You could have been somebody. You know?
Yeah, you're right. He'd be Senator Todd Brandt. Actually, that's not an upgrade. Senator.
No, it's not.
That
used to be something esteemed. It's not anymore.
Yeah. Nobody cares about
it. Was the weed before you left North Dakota?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was the freshman year of college.
So you would. So if you hadn't have smoked weed, you might have just stayed in North Dakota and
raised his son. He had your knocker up, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to go there, but okay.
followed my
that
pothead.
Might have looked different.
Yeah, yeah. Followed my pothead friends to Arizona.
Yeah, you could have been the esteemed senator from North Dakota.
Yeah,
Mr. Todd Brandt.
And those were good times.
You raised Adam, you know.
No, I didn't.
I know you would have, though, if you wouldn't have got high, probably.
Yeah, no, that would have fallen apart, too.
Yeah, because you liked women.
Yeah.
You're right.
Absolutely would not have worked out.
Of course, it would not have worked. It would not have worked.
There might have been a couple games of, you know, catch involved.
Right. Yeah. I could have raised my kid, but then I got high.
There you go. But then I got high. No, it would have been weekend stuff, you know.
Yeah,
you're right,
it would have been that.
You could have thrown him the ball and then gone to bang somebody other than his mom.
Yeah. Which is a lot of guys.
Yeah,
at that age.
Right. Every other weekend.
Right.
Yeah, I think
there might have been a couple games of catch involved.
I don't know. The weedless
Todd.
Can
I have a catch, Dad?
That would be just such a weird version of him.
It would be.
He's high. He misses.
What do you
every
think
time?
You would? What would you do? Like, how would you spend your time?
I don't know. I would have found some other mind altering substance. I'm sure.
Because well, you did anyway.
I certainly like to drink.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not saying you wouldn't drink. I'm just saying, just take one away.
He would have been a meth head.
Well, we were for a few years.
Yeah. I wonder if you would have gone the opposite direction, because you're drawn to some stereotypically nerdy things now.
You
like,
are.
You, know,
you are.
With like maps.
We made you cool, Todd.
Yeah. Doppler. And
yeah.
You'd have been Jim Cantore.
Yeah.
Yeah, we turned.
You could have been a meteorologist.
Much more of a partier. Well, just a change of venue, getting out of small town North Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Was a good thing.
Getting out of small town anywhere is a good idea.
Yeah, but try that
so.
In a small town.
try that in Uvalde. Yeah.
I feel okay saying that after spending 18 years in a small town going, get on out.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and move.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. Expand your world.
Weedless Todd. Hi, Cameron. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well.
Good to see you, man.
Hello.
We got to get off this rat crap, but I'm looking at
I just posted that link, by the way,
in case anybody else
wants to check out the rat leg soup photo.
So apparently, cool. Oscar Mayer do the TikTok challenge themselves and just basically start making a hot dog straw?
No, well, they saw a guy. What was it?
This is the anniversary.
Yeah,
of
it was
a
about
guy,
a year ago.
Halloween, and this isn't the first time anybody's done that.
No, I know that. Yeah. But it just
hollowed out a hot dog at a Yankees game.
Yeah.
And then he started drinking his beer through the hot dog, and then it went viral, and now it's the anniversary, so they've made a hot dog straw. I don't know what the hot dog straw is made out of.
It's made out of silicone.
It's not made of hot dog. It's not made of hot dog. That's the
catch. It looks like a hot dog. Is it for sale?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can order them on Oscar Mayer's website. It looks
like a hot dog, though, so it will fool people.
Of course it's for sale.
Yeah.
If you see somebody doing something online that looks fun or cool or interesting, if people like it, somebody's going to make money off of it.
Right.
And Oscar Mayer jumped
people
on
like
it.
You.
Look at him go.
Here's the deal, yo. You get about 8 of those for the next bachelorette party at the Funny Bone. Everybody's just sucking on these big dogs down front.
Dogs.
Yeah, you can pre-order.
You have to put some balls on it.
You can pre-order here off of their website, but it doesn't tell you how much they are.
Yeah, it's just a plastic
straw.
That's
like basically one of the most important pieces of information when
it
you're
really
buying
is.
Something.
Yeah.
Truthfully, I think the fun of it is probably, I'm not going to say that it's the better part, but it's probably the fun is that it's like a hot dog flavor. Is it coated with hot dog flavoring?
No.
It should be.
No.
That's why you do it.
The beer going through the hot dog is it the hot dog flavoring beer. I don't know if that would taste any good, but I'd try it.
If it looks like a hot dog, is it like rubbery and bendy like a hot dog, or does it seem like a stiff plastic
straw? I think it's probably made out of plastic.
Yeah.
See, they lost the whole heart of it.
They did. Drill holes in them and sell them that way, you know?
And there's only one in a package.
Yeah, and I guess I'm
looking. You can't buy like a dozen.
You know, it is environmentally safe. That's a reusable straw right there.
Oh, yeah.
Easier to clean than most reusable straws.
Yeah, but a hot dog, you eat after you suck it out, you know? Suck your drink out and eat the dog.
Yeah,
man.
You get a little bottle brush and scrub that thing up.
I wish you all could have seen the gesture he made for scrubbing the bottle brush.
Left-handed, too.
Yeah, you did do it left-handed, Todd. All right.
Yeah, it looks like I just tried to order one. They're just free to give away.
What?
And it says until supplies run out. It said we are out of stock for today. So basically, I guess maybe they make a certain number available every day, and they were already out.
And you got to hit Oscar Mayer's website awfully early in the morning.
I would assume.
If you want
one, I would
maybe
assume
they hollow out a dog every day.
Trying to get this rat thing out of my brain, so I'm going to bring up more good food here.
No, I got to read a rat email here.
Then I'll bring up the good rat, the good food. Excuse me.
Ate some rat food in Thailand earlier this year. Tasted like pork. These were rats caught in rice paddies, not city garbage rats.
Sure,
not bad, but I don't plan on it being a staple. So they were farm raised rats.
How does he know that?
Yeah. Well, that's probably one of those things where if they're
how do you know it wasn't dog either, by the way, you know?
It might have just been, you know, it might have still looked like a rat on a steak, you know?
Ugh.
A lot of that street food, in Asian countries, it's just right there on a stick.
Probably other people eating rats that knew they were raised in rice
patties.
Well, I realize or caught in rice patties.
In different countries, they eat different things. But come on, that's disgusting.
The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit. And you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Celebrate the season of gifting with Virginia Lottery Scratchers and online instant games. For more info, visit valottery.com/holiday. Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
KFC popcorn sounds excellent.
Yeah, I've never done many
popcorn
of the
chicken?
Savory popcorns. Yeah.
I know. Well, I like caramel popcorn.
We're talking about hot dogs, and then rats are disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they are.
It's only
although hot dogs have rat hairs in them.
What's that's in the point. Rat? Rat.
Right. There might be a little rat in the next hot dog you might eat.
Well, rat hair. Yeah. I can deal with the rat hair. Yeah.
But the whole leg, and it was stuck to the inside of his cheek. And
we know hot dogs are not good for you, but they're good. So shut up. Hot dogs are good.
Yeah, they're great. And I don't want to think about or know what's in them.
No. So the popcorn tastes like Kentucky Fried Chicken, right?
Yeah.
That would be nice. Good.
And this, again,
imagine
I think
being
this
high
is,
and eating all that.
This is something, I get again, I think it's only available in the UK right now.
Why would they do that?
Yeah.
To mock us? Mm-hmm.
Popcorn?
Thank you, Cameron.
That's true.
It is to mock us,
it's
man.
True. They call it popcorn chicken popcorn. So, it, you know, the little...
Wow. Yeah.
Like, your popcorn, is it's right. going to be seasoned with KFC's blend of herbs and spices.
Is it breaded?
No. No, it's not fried.
Well, it should be.
Is KFC on board with this?
Yeah, it's their logo's on the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, it's
and that'd be the
logo.
Only way to get that mix of herbs and spices.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
But I mean, they make like, you know, popcorn seasoning things that you can buy, mm-hmm. and some of them are savory. And I've never done it, but you hear it's good.
Oh, you just it looks like salt. You just put it on there, but it's not salt. It's a different flavor. Okay.
All right. I've seen people put like, you know, different kind of different. You know, you just
how
go to the spice
hot dog
cabinet.
Flavored popcorn.
You know, like I'll try it.
Get like powdered garlic and throw a little garlic on your popcorn.
Maybe that'd be good.
Garlic flavored popcorn.
That'd be good. But the KFC flavored stuff sounds amazing.
I think I'd ultimately be dissatisfied because I would just want popcorn chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
I'd be like, oh, this is hollow. This isn't satisfactory at all. Where's the chicken?
Where's the protein?
Well, then after the movie, you can swing by the KFC and grab the real thing.
Man. Oh, see, that's how they get you.
Oh, we got to stop.
Now that's two bills a day.
Let's talk about sex.
Maybe.
is this a Reddit theme thing that a guy said his dad's girlfriend accidentally walks in on him naked all the time?
Yeah, it wasn't Reddit, but it was one of those, you know, write in for the advice type things.
Does it happen when you go visit your dad, Todd? Does your dad's woman want to see you naked because you're the young version of Larry?
Your sack only hits your knees?
Yeah, that's not been a problem.
Well, the key
this
to this
younger
story,
guy, right?
The key to this story is
she's the young hottie, right?
Dad's 45, son's 21, girlfriend's only in her late 20s,
right? Yeah,
and they all live in the same house, one bathroom, he says, and it doesn't have a lock on the door. And more than once, she has wandered in accidentally to get something in the bathroom.
To see the young version of Larry
while he's in a tub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so this
what's
guy
he,
writes
what's
to...
What's a 21-year-old doing in the tub?
Well,
waiting for the girlfriend to walk
what
in.
What is he doing
good
in
point.
There?
Good point, Cameron.
It may be all they have in the house.
Tub,
this makes
tub,
more sense
that
there's
ducky.
Not a lock on it, because if he's in the tub, he's probably not making a ton of noise. He could just be sitting in there. She could not know that somebody's
he says,
in there.
He says in the
let's
the
see, splashing
text
around.
That
his wiener's below the water, though.
He's got the boat and stuff.
He says it's obvious when someone's in there, because there's only one bathroom in the entire house. But
his dad said he's just jealous, right?
No, he doesn't want to tell his dad because he adores her and doesn't want to break his heart.
Oh, that dad's younger girlfriend might want to bang him.
Well, she said when she walks into the bathroom,
right.
she sometimes will just stay there and you know have a chat with him like nothing's wrong. And he also says that she kind of compliments the way he looks, touches him in what he feels are inappropriate ways.
Flirty.
Yeah, oh, she's kind of flirty.
And if somebody touches you and you're in a bathtub, you're either like not doing very well health wise, or something's going down.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I remember. That's a good point because I remember.
I want details on inappropriate ways. There's lots of inappropriate
touching the
ways.
Arm or reaching down through the suds right. and grabbing his honker.
I think
man.
The inappropriate touching may be yeah. happening outside of the bathtub, just around the house, you know.
Gives him a little tousle
brushes
on the
his
head.
Arm, yeah.
Yeah, or maybe lets her hand linger a little too long, you know. I don't know. Whatever, he feels like.
You, Todd, you're down visiting. And you're the young version of Larry, so is she all over your ass?
I've tried to tell Dad I'm not keen on her. So he just wants to say he doesn't like the girlfriend. What do you think?
I think you're right. You want to break your dad's heart, but no. I think you have to tell him. But the dad.
So
might
he doesn't
turn...
like this girl aside from. Is this why he doesn't like her? Or is that, this that just thing... one more thing?
Right. No, that sounds like he's saying he doesn't like her because she does this.
Well, it says in the letter, it says, you know, the wife left dad when both kids were very young, and dad has. Kind of sound like devoted the rest of their time, his time, to raising the kids.
Right.
And now that they got older, he's decided.
He brought a young thing in
it,
there.
Well, and yet he says he met her at the gym, so she's all fit and young, and it's finally dad's doing something for himself, and he doesn't want to ruin dad's happiness, but at the same time.
She's a harlot.
It kind of.
She's a whore.
Sexual enthusiast.
And the advice columnist says, how about get a lock on the bathroom door?
Yeah.
That
doesn't
place.
Help. The flirtation happens outside inside the house, too, besides the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah,
and the lock's not going to change that she's somebody that does something like this.
It's also not going to change that part of you that wants to take a bath at 21 years old.
You can't get over that. I'm with you on that, Cameron.
No, I'm with you too, Cameron.
I believe this letter is out of the UK, so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that maybe it's an older house that maybe doesn't have a shower. Yeah. But you're right.
Okay.
If you're actively choosing a bath over a shower at 21, you need help.
Yeah. Give us a British accent. You go take a bath there, Cameron. We suck at it.
Yeah, here's the thing. If Jason Statham was ever caught dead in a bathtub, you could end it all right there. I mean, he's a professional swimmer, but he's not getting into a body of water where he's just going to be laying around in his own filth. Not for nothing. Wouldn't be
Man,
caught dead.
That's a great Jason. You really do that well. I know you do a lot of them well, but that's impressive. Has he ever heard that yet? Do you know? I know the Rock's heard you do Rock. So
the Rock has. I don't know if he has or not. I'm not sure.
Well, that's The Rock follows you now.
The Rock follows me now.
Man.
I'll tell you guys that. The Rock followed me.
I think you mentioned that. No, I think right now we know that. Yeah.
I also just noticed that the tips are gone.
I noticed it too.
Yeah. Well, I told you they're slowly coming out. Now I just have these little flecks in here. I got that salt and pepper, but it's blonde. It's like salt.
Okay. So they don't hang
sugar.
On. They just come. They don't hang on until you cut your hair?
Yeah, I did cut my hair.
Oh, so that you cut off the.
Yeah,
it's
just been slowly growing out.
All right.
Are you going to go blonde again?
I don't know. It depends. If you run out of material, I'll keep going.
I got nothing to make fun. Now I'm out. Yeah, I got nothing now. Right.
You are out of material now.
David got back to us, and it was indeed a rat on a steak.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah, I ain't doing that, man.
Gross. A lot of that street food in those Asian countries, it's just right there on an open fire on a stick. Here you go.